You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Getting ready for a storm like Harvey or Irma, or if you're in other parts of the country, earthquakes, tornadoes, there's a lot to do. A lot of people think of a disaster kit as something physical, food, water, important medications. But as we rely more and more on smartphones, smart homes, and the cloud, a digital emergency kit is pretty crucial. So to explain where to start, we've got Marketplace tech host Molly Wood. Hey, Molly. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So what goes into your digital emergency kit, if you will?
So my personal philosophy is that before you even get to the digital, you have got to have the physical, because in an emergency, power is everything. It is the only thing that matters. So you want to make sure that you've got external battery packs. You want to have some solar powered or hand crank chargers if they're available. And, you know, depending on the type of the emergency, remember that your car can be a giant mobile battery. And so make sure you keep charging cables in the car. And I highly recommend getting a power inverter, which is the doohickey that turns your regular cigarette lighter into, you know, a 110 volt wall charger. It's great if it's got two outlets and a couple USB ports. Once you have your power situation solved, you know, there are certainly things that you should make sure you've got checked off, like all of your emergency contacts programmed into your phone so that you can access them quickly if there's no internet access. That's your doctor, your family, your friends, your daycare providers. And there are some really good apps out there that you can just store on your phone. First aid apps from the Red Cross or the American Heart Association. The FEMA app actually has a lot of local resources. And there's even one called My Family from FEMA that lets you store your family's health insurance and prescription information so that you don't have to try to dig for it in some, you know, box or file folder.
You know, my family, I remember, always kept things in a fireproof, you know, document safe box. But obviously, we're living in a digital world. If you are someone, you know, who's got a smartphone, should you be taking pictures of your insurance policy, your passport, all of those things? And if you do, where is safe to store them?
Yeah, you definitely should do that. And it sounds a little scary, but you want photos of your passports, your social security cards, your homeowners and renters insurance. You definitely want to have photos of those things, and then storage does get a little scary. I recommend storing them on your phone somewhere. You can store those documents in the cloud. I do. But if you're going to do that on Dropbox or something like that, you need to make sure that your password situation is all the way legit. And I'm talking two-factor authentication, a password that is very, very difficult that you change often. There are also ways to encrypt those files and folders before you even upload them into the cloud, which is another option. It takes a little Googling, but it is very doable. But the other thing not to forget is that you can still do physical storage. There is a way to have digital copies of all of this stuff that you store on a hard drive. Just make sure that you've got a hard drive that's at your house and somewhere else. So I actually know people who will put documents like this on a thumb drive and then mail it to their parents' house in another state. And that's an option that lets you digitally have backup copies. You have to make sure that they are not only stored in your house. That's sort of the most important thing. But there are ways to do that that don't necessarily put them online.
Are there digital ways to connect or reconnect with your loved ones in a disaster when, you know, all the normal routes aren't working?
So one thing to remember in a disaster is that a lot of times it's really difficult to make a phone call, but you can usually get a text out. So it is sometimes easier to just plan on texting in an emergency. There are also places where you might have Wi-Fi because the landline internet is still working. And so, you know, make sure that you've got a messaging app like WhatsApp or even Apple's iMessage on your phone so that you can, if you're in a place with a shelter that has Wi-Fi but cell service is down, you can still do messaging that way. And, you know, I have to say that things like the Facebook safety check have actually proven really useful for people. And it's a great way to just sort of like check a box and let people know, everybody at once, that you're safe.
Molly Wood, host of Marketplace Tech, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Lizzie.